things from out of the sky.
Unless it happens, said Saccharissa.
Well, obviously we are if it does happen, said William. But when it doesn't, we're not, okay? News is unusual things happening.
And usual things happening, said Saccharissa, screwing up a report from the Ankh-Morpork Funny Vegetable Society.
And usual things, yes, said William. But news is mainly what someone somewhere doesn't want you to put in the paper.
Except that sometimes it isn't, said Saccharissa again.
News is, said William, and stopped.
They watched him politely as he stood with his mouth open and one finger raised.
News, he said, all depends, but you'll know it when you see it. Clear? Right. Now go and find some.
That was a bit abrupt, said Saccharissa, after they'd filed out.
Well, I was thinking, said William. I mean, it's been a funny old time all round, what with one thing and another.
People trying to kill us, you're being imprisoned, a plague of dogs, the place catching on fire, you're being cheeky to Lord Vetinari, said Saccharissa.
Yes, well, so would it really matter if you and I, you know, you and I took the afternoon off? I mean, he added desperately, it doesn't say anywhere that we have to publish every day, does it?
Except at the top of the newspaper, said Saccharissa.
Yes, but you can't believe everything you read in the newspapers.
Well, all right. I'll just finish this report.
Messages for you, Mr. William, said one of the dwarfs, dropping a pile of paper on his desk.
William grunted and glanced through them. There were a few test claxes from Lanka and Stolat, and already he could see that pretty soon he'd have to go out into the country to train some real, yes, reporters of news, because he could see there was only a limited future in these earnest missives from village grocers and publicans who'd paid a penny a line. There were a couple of carrier pigeon messages, too, from those people who couldn't get a grip on the new technology.
"Ye gods," he said under his breath, "the mayor of Quirm has been struck by a meteorite. Again."
"Can that happen?" said Saccharissa.
"Apparently. This is from Mr. Pune at the council offices there. Sensible chap, not much imagination. He says that this time it was waiting for the mayor in an alley."
"Really? The woman we get our linen from has got a son who is the lecturer in vindictive astronomy at the university.
Would he give us a quote?"
"He smiles at me when he sees me in the shop," said Saccharissa firmly. "So he will."
"Okay, if you can."
"Afternoon, folks!"
Mr. Wintler was standing at the counter. He was holding a cardboard box.
"Oh, dear," murmured William.
"Just you take a look at this one," said Mr. Wintler, a man who would not take a hint if it was wrapped around a lead pipe.
"I think we've had enough funny ve—" William began, and stopped.
It was a big potato that the rubicund man was lifting from his box. It was knobbly, too. William had seen knobbly potatoes before. They could look like faces, if that was the way you wanted to amuse yourself. But with this one, you didn't have to imagine a face. It had a face. It was made up of dents and knobs and potato eyes, but it looked very much like a face that had been staring madly into his and trying to kill him very recently. He remembered it quite well, because he still occasionally woke up around 3 a.m. with it in front of him.
"It's not exactly funny," said Saccharissa, glancing sideways at William.
"Amazing, isn't it?" said Mr. Wintler. "I wouldn't have brought it round, but you've always been very interested in them."
"A day without a bifurcated parsnip," said Saccharissa sweetly, "is a day without sunshine, Mr. Wintler. William?"
"Huh?"
said William, tearing his eyes away from the potato head.
"Is it me, or does it look surprised?"
"It does, rather," said Saccharissa.
"Did you just dig this up?" said William.
"Oh, no, it's been in one of my sacks for months," said Wintler,
which upset an occult train of thought that had started to trundle through William's head. But the universe was a funny place. Cause and effect, effect and cause. He'd rip off his right arm rather than write that down, though.
"What are you going to do with it?" he said. "Boil it?"
"Oh, bless you, no. The variety's far too flowery. No, this one's going to be chips."
"Chips, eh?" said William. And it seemed, strangely, exactly the right thing to do. "Yes, yes, that's a good idea."